Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
They don't want this.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still till it's all for the show, and till then is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like in the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I watched way too much Anaheim Ducks last night. I don't know what the hell happened. I took a turn somewhere after the NLCS and I was like, why am I watching this? And then I totally forgot. Do you know who their head coach is now, Leroy?
No.
Joel Quenneville. I totally forgot he wasn't canceled anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Joel Quenneville is their coach. I was like, oh, look at him. I didn't like him very much. Not because of the scandal, because he was mean to Bob.
Doesn't he talk like he's talking underneath his mustache?
Yes. Oh, like, does he talk?
And his lips don't move, and it just...
I think one of my finest moments of journalism was when I asked Sergei Bobrovsky, I say, hey, Bob, what do you think of that mustache? He just starts laughing. Like, I don't know, man. He goes, it's his look. What do you want? Anyway, welcome on in, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the price Ito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The reason I got swayed into Ducks hockey.
By the way, let me say this. I like the look.
This?
It's the pink.
The pink game. The pinks.
The pink.
It's the red, white, and pink game tonight.
Red, white, and pink game tonight.
Got my pink. Yep. Got my pink on for the red, white, and pink game, which, by the way, I believe tickets are available. $10 to go down to Kaseya Center tonight, watch the Heat scrimmage, and it benefits the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. Great cause, the Miami Heat. Going to be a cool day at the arena. They got that. Eric Spoelstra is going to be officially introduced today as the head coach of Team USA at 2 o'clock today with Grant Hill. That's going to be kind of cool.
I bet the under.
Of?
Scoring.
In the scrimmage?
Yes.
I don't even know if they keep, do they keep scoring in the scrimmage? I think they switch teams.
I bet the under. Can't nobody make no shots and they playing against each other?
I wonder, I also wonder who's available to play. Like, does Bam play in this? Like, is
no.
Well, because I don't know. You know, does he just go out there, shoot some threes?
I would say sometimes sometimes you get like a knee to the quad or knee, you know what I mean? And it's like a Charlie horse almost. And sometimes the best remedy for that is to keep moving. So maybe he'll play or maybe they'll be extra cautious, but a lot of injuries, believe it or not, movement and getting circulation helps with it rather than sitting down and doing nothing.
Mm. Well, we'll see. We'll find out. That's 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have that call for you on AM 560 WQAM. That is because the Panthers are back at tonight. Front end of a back-to-back. They take on the Detroit Red Wings tonight. And you can hear that game on FM 104.3 WQAM. So...
you think Bob will be in the net?
He'll be for one. They got a back-to-back, so I'm not sure which.
I'm not sure which one
he's going to get.
I don't know if you – like, if they had one, right, then maybe you let Bob go the next night and give him an extra night. But they lost. You want to try to turn around and put Bob back in? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know the answer to that. We'll find out probably within an hour.
So and when does other goalie go two nights in a row?
Not typically. Not typically. Right. Not typically. But maybe they want Tarasov to like feel, you know, comfortable. Maybe give him a little bit of a rhythm, you know, because he's not gonna play very much. Bob plays a lot.
Yeah.
Bob doesn't like sitting. And it was actually, I think Paul Maurice said, like, they lay out the schedule before the season. Unless there's okay. And unless there's injury, they know already. So, Croquette the King says, Bob plays tonight. They're on national TV.
You know who used to do lay out the schedule for the whole year?
Hmm?
Denny Green used to lay out the schedule all the way through the Super Bowl. And it didn't matter. He said, this is the schedule, win, lose, or draw. He's not one of them coaches that
switches
bye week if you're struggling, bye week if you're struggling, now we going to practice for, because he ain't want nobody thinking about the schedule, thinking about going away, thinking about when they going to get off. You want to concentrate on football, you already know.
Crazy. Morning, Vlad. How are you, by the way?
I'm good, buddy. How's you going?
Did you watch the Anaheim Ducks last night?
I actually did.
Did you really? Was it because of the giveaway? They also were giving away.
No, for some reason, I was just streaming through my channels, and I happened to fall on an LA channel.
And that was the Ducks.
And the Ducks and the Penguins were playing. Even though I think it was an ESPN game, too, but.
I think ESPN Plus, you get, or whatever their stupid thing is called now,
right.
Unlimited. I think you get all the games that aren't in market. I think you get everything. It's kind of like you get the because I was like, Ducks, Penguins.
And they scored a goal late in the third period. And yeah. I happened to see it. And so they
also, do you know who the captain is of the Ducks, Leroy? Another Panthers tie.
No, who?
The Butcher, Radko Gudas.
Really?
Whoa.
Radko Gudas is their captain.
And they were wearing their special jerseys yesterday. It wasn't the regular Ducks jersey. It was like an old school.
I think that's what they do now. I think they're back to, because they're doing, you know what they've done? I know way too much about the Anaheim Ducks. Well, you know what happened is?
I happened to follow with you watching the game yesterday, so.
The thing that's happened is, I liked David Dwork, the Hockey Hornet. He retweeted their giveaway last night, which was the Hockey Duck Mask from Mighty Ducks. So everybody in the stand got a Hockey Duck Mask.
They were wearing red jerseys, though.
Which was really cool. I think you had a weird hue. I don't think they were red. Maybe your saturation was turned up a little too much.
What was
so,
it?
They're orange.
Wait,
because their whole thing is orange. And they've actually taken, remember the OG Stephen Ross marketing idea, which wildly flopped. People hated it.
Orange carpet.
The orange carpet is their thing now. They do the orange carpet before the game. And because they're in Orange County. So they're leaning very much into orange.
So I do have floaters.
My question is, what's going on in America?
Yep.
Do we want to give a bunch of random people mask?
I don't know. They're hockey
fans.
I don't
care what kind of mask it is.
Someone's going to go hog
wild. Right? I'm surprised nobody has said nothing the way we pounce on everything.
We're going to have the purge on Mighty Duck masks?
I'm just saying.
Halloween is coming.
If you could ruin the Mighty Ducks masks, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just saying.
It's just like, this is how we go into everything. Like a harmless, you know, bit that, you know, try to get people in the stands. I'm surprised nobody has commented about putting people in masks.
I don't know. But they all seem to like the orange carpet there. They're having a good time.
Of course.
I mean,
think about it. The tie-in with the Dolphins was the Dolphins have orange.
Yep.
Right? The tie-in with the people of Orange County.
Yep.
Is this is our team. So it's a lot different tie-in.
NLCS last night, Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-1. Yoshi Yamamoto, 3-hit, complete game win, struck out 7. Teoscar Hernandez and Max Muncy, they went deep for LA. So Dodgers up 2-0 in that series. Tyler Herro was at one of the games, I think, because he posted, like Snell posted, he posted getting a Tyler Herro jersey from Tyler, because Tyler's a Brewers fan. He's Wisconsin. Right.
He's a Packers fan as well.
He's a Packers fan. Well, you know what's funny? Not that Tyler was at the game. Good for him. He can go enjoy the game. This Yelich, by the way. Woo. Yelich got a little of that National League Aaron Judge on him with these playoff games lately.
Hey.
Just saying.
Aaron Judge went off this year. No.
This is the year you go off.
Yeah, but Vlad, you know they're it's coming to where they're going to say he can't win the big one. And he.
That's already started. But then after this year's playoff, they were like, where's the help? Now he needs help.
It's changed
after he went off.
There's a fine line.
I mean, if you bat 500, if you bat 500
for 400 and lose in a playoff game, and they go, he can't win a big one, even though he threw for like a million yards.
I mean, he batted nearly 500 in this playoff. So I mean, they had to lay off him, but you were right; they were on him. But.
Well, Yelich is getting killed right now.
Is he doing the Stanton, the low and outside?
He's just not hitting. He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything for them.
And he's a DH.
Yeah, well, that back caught up with him. But anyway, I saw Tyler Hero was there, but have you seen that Tyrese Halliburton, who also grew up in Wisconsin, Tyler Hero and him play ball together growing up?
Yeah.
Do you know that he's now a rabid Milwaukee Brewers hater? So he grew up a Brewers fan.
What is he a fan of now?
Anybody who plays the Brewers.
Really?
Because what happened was the Pacers eliminated the Bucks.
So
they canceled his first pitch.
Oh, that's bad work right there.
They canceled his first pitch.
That's nasty.
And so he is.
That's nasty by the Brewers.
Hometown come first.
They canceled his first pitch, and so he's basically like, you're dead to me. I'm going to root against whoever it is. You're dead to me.
So wait a minute. I can't believe I'm siding with Halliburton.
Yeah, he showed up with a Cubs jersey last series.
Because I beat you, you're still my team just because I play for the Pacers.
Right.
So you can't, you
different
just,
sport.
It don't matter. Yeah, you can't just cancel him.
They canceled him, and he's
nasty
and he
works by the Brewers.
So here's what makes it even worse work. It would have been okay if they had lost.
Yep.
That's what makes it just you. Oh my goodness. So like normally I'm I always athletes are petty, but I think I would be right with him.
it's a rightful petty. It's just
and I hate this guy, because he eliminates my team, but I'm actually siding with him. Oh, God.
Yeah, he showed up with a Cubs jersey. I think he's rooting for the Dodgers now, but he's like, he doesn't have a new team. It's whoever's playing the Brewers is his team.
I respect that. I respect his petty.
Hey, and can anybody, once they hear the story, can anybody be mad with him?
No, I don't think so.
Because hometown comes first. Like, even the guys that go up to Canada with the Stanley Cup, ain't nobody booing them.
It's crazy.
Ain't nobody saying, get out of our town. You don't play for Canada or you don't play for a Canadian team.
ALCS.
Wow, they're congratulating him.
Yep.
Good job.
They yanked his first pitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's nasty.
The other thing is, you're Wisconsin. You ain't big enough to be petty.
Hold on, Leroy. Time out. But Leroy, when would his first pitch have been? It would have been sometime in the summer. People would have forgotten about him eliminating the Bucks. It's right. Not like his first pitch was like
did it the next
the opening day of the game, of the Brewers season. It would have been sometime in the summer. That's nasty work.
ALCS resumes tonight, Game 3 between the Mariners and Blue Jays, Seattle.
I find myself rooting against Milwaukee just because.
and I hate the Dodgers,
the race,
too.
Right? A horse in the race. I'm like, oh, that's nasty.
First pitch tonight set for 8:08. Seattle's up 2-0 in that series. So they'll try and put a death grip on it today. We'll take a break. Ruben Bain, he's not here for any of the fluff from anybody else. Kane's getting ready for Louisville. Back after this.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins will be back on the practice field today. Tua supposed to have his press conference. Grab your popcorn for that apology tour.
I'm so sorry, guys. I don't mean it. I love you.
You think it would be better if he just talked to the players and team and not make it public of what he did?
I am sure that is what he is going to say. Yeah. I think when he is asked, hey, what did you tell your team? He goes, I bet you that is what he says, that I'm going to keep that in-house.
Because it seems fake if he has to tell everybody.
But Mike McDaniel did say that he went to each individual, he went to each player and you know, talked to him. So Mike McDaniel kind of put it out there. So if the media ask him,
that's fine. But I'm just saying, if he gets in too much detail, it's almost like he's trying to save face with everybody else and not the people that he actually harmed.
Well, that's him. He's the one that just likes telling people things that nobody asked.
Yeah, he takes that truth serum.
I got you. I'm just saying, to me, like if I do something wrong to one of my brothers or say something that I probably shouldn't have said, then I'm basically gonna say, like, look, not for nothing, I don't care what you think, right? I want to make sure that me and my boy are cool, and that's it. So.
I think
whatever the conversation was or what I said is none of your damn business.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be one of these things, like you said. I think he's going to say to echo what McDaniel said, that wasn't the time or the place. It wasn't the forum for that. He's going to say that, and then they're going to ask him, you know, what has the message been from the locker room? He's going to be like, everyone knows I love him, but I'm going to keep that in-house. I'm not going to say what I said. Just know that we're all focused on beating Cleveland. And they're going to pepper him today. He's going to get peppered. You know, we'll see how he handles it. Because can he help himself is the question. You know, can he lean on going into, you know, airplane mode of just QB talk? Let's focus on the Browns, you know?
Right, but you know what the hardest thing, and this is with anybody in life, right? It is very hard for any human being not to try to defend themselves or make the situation better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just human nature. Like, you know, for whatever reason, like you have to have bigger stones to say, I don't care what you think, right? I don't care how you view me. It's the people in this locker room. So let's just leave it like that and move on. It may seem abrasive, but it's kind of the way that Tua has to go about it because he gives away too much information anyway.
You know who you should take notes from?
Who?
Hole number 4 on the Miami Hurricanes, Ruben Bain.
What did he do?
Ruben Bain was asked about all this preseason hype that he's receiving. You got my buttons up there, Vlad? This is what Ruben Bain had to say on it.
I just look back on it, and I just kind of say F it, all of it, and just play football at the end of the day. Because I know what the bigger picture is for us to really win. And if I continue to win, continue to play how I play, then that's when all the awards and all the hoorah stuff come in.
All the hoorah stuff, Leroy.
I like it.
I like it.
He in the right frame of mind.
He's Goosey's, dude. He is a menace. He's a giant.
Right.
There is like definitely some national buzz around him being the best player. It hasn't necessarily translated to Heisman odds because let's be honest, it's a quarterback award for the most part.
Yeah, but no quarterback's really going crazy.
Carson Beck is the favorite right now.
Is he? I thought, what about Mendoza?
Mendoza is the third favorite currently. He is.
So it's Bain, it's Beck, and Mendoza?
No. Bain's a pretty big long shot right now.
Well, because he doesn't play quarterback.
Yeah, he's not a quarterback. Bain is plus 15,000. Now, maybe, you know, he continues to wreak havoc. You know, maybe if you want to get in on it, if you want to, like, throw a little chili pepper on it. Maybe that stuff that picks up, which, by the way, very annoyed. Hard Rock app. Why can't I bet on this, baby? I gotta go find
it. The odds are crazy with the Heisman.
You want me to tell you why? Let me tell you. This is the reason why. If 1,000 people put a $10 chili pepper on it, they ass gonna go broke because it's hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
No, but I can't. But I can't find the Heisman bet at all on the Hard Rock app.
Right, but because they don't want to include Reuben Bain. Or maybe they wait till a certain period of time where the odds ain't going to be so long.
Well,
but think about that. If you're in Miami and you're Hard Rock bet and you have 5,000 people say, I'm just going to put a little chili pepper on it and it hits. Like, wow.
Or you could get Khalil Weird. See?
Yeah.
You had great odds when you laid the wager. So you had a good chance of cashing out and then cashing out.
In fact, they tried to get us to cash out.
Right. So then what if your Reuben Bain has an unbelievable game against Louisville on Friday night, right? And then he moves up and then he becomes a favorite for the Heisman. And then 3 weeks later, you know, he doesn't really have a good game. And then somebody else moves up. Somebody might have cashed out on Reuben Bain.
Right, I see what you're saying.
And made money off that. Because you guys could have made money off the Khalil Weir.
You think that they wouldn't give an offer that early simply because he's a D lineman.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if he had an unbelievable game and then the odds
moved
up.
If he had, like, three sacks.
Right, and then all of a sudden.
He became the favorite.
And then the next 2 weeks, he's still doing good work, and he's still winning. And then the last, like, couple of games, he doesn't really go crazy. But you could have cashed out.
But if he do them three games and you got 15,000 to one, right? And he have like two or three good games in a row. Mm-hmm. You know you're gonna get an offer. They might offer you for your $10 bet $1,000.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I think about your Khalil Weir off, and I was like, wow, they really got it at a good deal.
I know.
And they jumped, and he had a great month, and it was like, and you were always asking Leroy, should we cash out? Should you cash out?
We got greedy. We got greedy.
We got greedy.
I think we wanted to get like 500. I think we got our top buyout got to like 360, I think was the highest. And we should have done it and then just let it ride on another bet with him. But we were stupid. We were children, you know. Right. But maybe we'll do the same thing with the Akachonis here. SDI is saying you can't. SDI says you can't bet on players in Florida. You can't bet on college players in Florida.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
No props either.
That is right. They took that away.
Huh. Hey, which is hilarious because SDI is on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not with the IP addresses SDI uses. He'll be able to find a way.
Right.
He'll be able to find a way. But, no, so Reuben Bain is plus 15,000. On the websites that I was able to find that have odds, he's plus 15,000. Beck is 360. Ty Simpson is next. Plus 380, and then Fernando Mendoza at plus 550.
So two Canes are in the top five.
No, Reuben Bain's like, no.
I'm sorry. So one Cane is in the top five.
Yeah, Reuben Bain is like.
And he's the favorite.
Right? He's way down there. I'm just mentioning his odds.
It's but like, I'm just saying, all he needs is a great game on Friday night, national TV, because there's nothing going on. And the LCSs could be over by that time. So they really might be nothing on.
Hmm. I like that he doesn't like it, though. He's like,
I want three sacks on Friday now.
That'd be amazing.
And two forced fumbles.
And plus, look at their schedule. It's real conducive to somebody just acting a fool on defense.
Just havoc. I mean, the other thing that could happen, too, is like they're all terrified of him, and then Mezidor feasts, you know?
Right. Now, here's the other thing. And this is not an indication of how good or bad your team is. There's always those one or two games where you are tested because it's not going fluidly.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to everybody. I mean, wasn't Georgia in a dogfight with Auburn?
Yes.
Yeah, it happens, right? So I want to see this team and how they respond to that. Because you know this is where it happens every year, right? Where, we're in a little bit of a dogfight with a team we should be dominating. Like, what are we going to do? And you know, Georgia Tech a couple years ago. And just all, you know, this stuff. You're going to have to deal with it at some point during the year. And I think they have the players, right, that are focused enough. You know, and like Reuben Bain and Beck, those guys, you know, seem like we just going to go out and do work.
Was it the last game or the Florida game where he had the most terrifying horse collar tackle I've ever seen in my life?
Might have been Florida.
I don't remember, but he grabbed that guy with a finger and was like, "Ying!" And the guy was, "Ah!"
Can I tell you that's the worst tackle in the world?
The horse collar?
Robert has torn two knees with that, but he got long leg. I'm a little bit stocky. So when you pull me, my legs shoot the other way. Right? You know what I mean? And I fall on my butt. When they used to do it to Robert, he used to fold up like a pretzel.
Oof. Yeah. It's it looked nasty, that's for sure.
Yeah. So
that was the FSU game, they said.
Yeah. That dude, okay. He was like, yeah. They flagged him. I'm like,
oh, they go to SMU this year.
They do, yeah. Old Rhett Lashley revenge game.
Well, the thing is that they're just offense.
SMU stinks.
Right. They're just offense, though. A lot of trickery, a lot of, you know, they do a lot of creative things offensively.
Is TBD still on that roster? I don't think he's the starter, but is he there?
Van Dyke?
I think so. Isn't he there?
Let me check.
I think he's there.
Really? He's still playing football?
Well, I don't think he's playing. I think he's just there.
I got into it with my boy.
Why?
Yesterday.
About?
Keith Byers. He asked me how I felt about they're talking about giving 5 years of eligibility in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say basically what they're doing is stop asking us. Here's the fifth year.
Because
everybody files all this paperwork, right? And I'm like, why not? This is their football career. Some guys, this is their football career. What's up?
Go ahead, Vlad.
Tyler Van Dyke's 24?
Yeah.
Have you seen his face?
No.
He looked 30?
He looks 42.
He's been through a lot. Didn't he have that degenerative injury?
Good God, he's still the quarterback at SMU. I just saw a picture.
But he's not the starter. He's just on the roster, right?
I'm just saying.
I don't think he's starting. I don't think he plays.
They just say he's an American college football quarterback for the SMU Mustangs.
he's player
sure
coach.
You sure he's not the quarterback coach?
Dude, he looks like Bill Burr on a bender.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from Chill Zone AC? Yeah. Featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Listen, I don't know if this weather teasing us. This is what we have going on into October and November, you know, into Thanksgiving and into Halloween. Or are we going to get another, you know, heat wave with some storms? But right now, this weather is beautiful. Not nearly no wind, barely any wind. I'm gonna say if it's 5 miles an hour, I'm shocked. I don't see any clouds, and it's a pleasant 81 degrees. It's a beautiful day out there. The only thing that sucks is I'm looking at it. I can't go out and enjoy it.
Yeah. It is 81 degrees outside.
He's good.
There is
but you could feel. The humidity is lower because even though it's 81, because even in the winter, it still gets up to 80, 85 degrees, but you don't feel that smothering heat because the humidity is low.
Wind gusts is up to 14 miles.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody need to come cut these trees because they heavy. They've been lifting weights because they ain't moving.
But it should be partly cloudy around 11 a.m.
All right.
Yeah, like I thought yesterday, based on what it was out east, that we might, you know, when that blows across, that we might get some evening showers, but we got nothing. So
Josh Hart, you know, says,
I'm always hesitant to say no rain, right? Because it's Florida.
Of course. Josh says, Leroy, give me the weather outside Hard Rock. I can tell you what's happening. Storms are brewing around that podium.
You think so?
Storms are brewing.
And it's not.
I don't think.
And it's not. Duck?
I don't see.
It's not Storm Duck.
No, it's like, not Storm Duck.
Okay.
God, I miss it.
I would say really? This.
No, I just want to play this.
Storm Duck. Quack quack quack.
That's it.
Hey. I mean, that's all nice and great, but Storm been clipped.
Yeah.
How long is he out? Is he out? He's not out.
He started practicing last week, so it seems like he's coming back. Maybe this week.
Okay.
Maybe this week.
No, he said that I think McDaniel came out on Monday and said that nobody's coming back this week.
No, but he meant the guys who come off IR.
Okay.
He's just been working his way back from an ankle injury, and I think he started practicing last week. I mean, we'll find out today. We'll get an injury report, but I think he's closer. Yeah, but everybody else, all the linemen, everybody who's on IR, nope. No kickers, no centers, no Eichenberg, no nobody. Everybody's on that. No Austin Jackson, no James Daniels. You know,
hey.
a strong fortress this Chris Greer has built in front of Tua.
Leroy.
Hey, can I just say this? I'm a read this comment.
Mm-hmm.
And periodically in life, we expose our true ignorance about what we're talking about.
Ooh.
And I'm going to say it. Let me just go ahead and put it out.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line sucks, but Achane still manages to ball out every game. So please don't tell me it's the O-line. Tua sucks. Now, it's two different positions, and both of them rely on the offensive line a little bit differently. If Tua don't get no blocking, he can't use that 10-1 speed and get away. Achane can.
He definitely,
so there's that.
Can he hop on Achane's right? back?
The other thing is that we give Achane the ball outside, away from the O-line, so he can do his thing.
He was so
you
fast.
You can't line Tua up out wide.
He like
and have him throw passes from there.
He's outrunning everybody.
And it's always been different for a running back. Like, a running back can make a guy miss. Like, Tua's supposed to be looking downfield. If he start trying to avoid the rush, he's even worse off. So
every one of those charts that I see on pass blocking, and I just want to be clear here, okay? Tua has stunk this season. I'm not trying to take away that he has stunk. But also, every chart that comes out, these people who do metrics on offensive line, the Dolphins are so far on the bottom. Like, and of course they are. You want to know why? Because half their line is backups, and one of them is the worst rookie you've ever seen in your life, and they got a center playing with half a chest who can't snap anyway, who tackled Tua.
Yeah, he got a sack. No blocks.
Are you going to get sacked by a guy with half a chest?
I'm telling you.
Hey, so.
And now he's mad. And by the way, and now they're all mad at him on top of it.
I ain't going to lie to you. The way Patrick Paul answered that question yesterday, that sounded like somebody, maybe. I know they won't do that, Leroy. I know they won't. I know they won't. I know they won't. But.
Like, somebody going, here's what they're going to do.
But I wouldn't.
Somebody going to make light.
If somebody goes Olay, you know what I'm saying? Miles Garrett
give
goes
Willie Beeman.
They don't do that because
I know they don't.
At the end of the day, you got to do your job. Now, here's what's crazy, and I want y'all to answer this.
But Tua can't say
how far down is the Bengals O line?
On these charts?
Yeah,
I don't know. I gotta find it.
It's gotta be Dolphins, Bengals, Jets. Like they gotta be the lower third of the offensive line.
Right.
I mean, Jets gave up 9 sacks on Sunday to Denver in London. So,
well, they are the number one defense too. So that's
I get
not
it,
bad.
But
that's a
I'm
bad
just,
combination.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like
9.
The bad teams, the record says you can tell why they're bad.
Who was the Kansas City Chiefs linebacker?
Derek Thomas
that passed. He had 8 sacks.
Yeah, poor
in
Dave
one
Craig,
game. Seattle. And guess what?
They lost.
The sack that he missed at the end of the game, the quarterback threw a touchdown and they lost.
He pulled a Jalen Phillips.
Yes.
By the way,
I'm telling
you.
Quarterback shook him. That was the craziest thing. You get 8 sacks, and the most important was the 9th one.
I will say this. Warning track sack power is hysterical.
Oh, my goodness. So, do you see where that list is? I'm just curious. And keep in mind. We talking about this stuff. We not defending nobody. So everybody calm down.
He had a funny post yesterday. And I felt bad because I thought immediately, I'm like, that's going to turn into a meme. Because he was putting this very loving post with his fiance, Jalen Phillips. And he's got her like wrapped up in his arms. It was so sweet.
Oh, I already got one.
And you already know what the comments were.
Like, oh, my God. I got like five out the gate.
Hey, I hope she's not too high off the ground because he'll drop her.
Hope he doesn't fumble this one.
Well, they were going well. How
hope
come
she
you?
Not got, I hope she don't have no sunscreen.
It was more
slip right through his arms.
It was more to the tune of with Jalen Phillips. It was more to the tune of how come you couldn't wrap up Herbert like that?
Herbert,
her. You could wrap her, but you couldn't wrap Herbert.
Right.
It's all right. We love love.
So who,
happy for them.
Say, who do you think is doing a worse job? Now I already know that. What Chris Greer tried to fix the problems with is bad job by him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in Cincinnati, you got your franchise quarterback that has given you success, but you getting him killed every year. And so I would say, like, that dude.
Who, Duke Tobin?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Duke Tobin's – I mean, I guess you got to give it to Duke Tobin because at least they've gotten to conference finals and Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah, but it not without losing your quarterback every other
understood,
year.
Because, understood, but you asked who did a better job. No, Chris Greer's on the worst job.
Yeah, I meant who's doing the worst job. I meant – so it's Chris Greer.
Yeah.
I said it backwards. I meant better and, you know.
Chris Greer's doing the worst job. He's still the
of
king.
Of course.
He's king,
know,
he's king of the mountain right now.
I don't understand, like, if I had to sit down and have a conversation with Chris Greer and, like, no BS, this doesn't leave the room, and we just have a talk, like, my first question would be, how did you ever think this was going to work?
Mm.
When you see all the successful teams in the league or have one basic thing in common, O-line and D-line. How did you think these group of men were going to make it work? Now, the problem is that they reset and tried to go young this year. So, it like, they've accepted their fate and tried to build through the draft and with young guys.
Yeah, accepted their fate, but I don't think they thought it could be this bad. Like, it's legitimately been as bad as the worst case scenario has been.
I think that Chris Greer doesn't think offensive line is that important and you could get anybody to do the job based on what he's done.
And what he said.
Based on what he's done.
He said it. He's gone out in front of microphones and said, you guys are more worried about than I am. It's like,
right.
Oh, all right.
And so if that's not an indictment
and then my favorite
why this team is built wrong, then I don't know what it is, because he has basically told you he doesn't think offensive linemen are that important. He's never going to say that, but all we have.
Kind of did, though.
All we have is look at how he's built this team and look at how he put these guys together and look at how he did, you know, with what, right? And the other thing I would ask him is, why are you so shocked when an injured player doesn't work?
I don't know.
Right?
That's one thing that's to me like the craziest thing is he really doesn't think that's ever going to bite him.
Oh, he'll get healthy. We can save $3 million. No, you're not saving any money if the dude doesn't play. It's costing you $7
million. Has a team that's got a hospital next to their practice facility not trust medical records?
The last time they trusted medical professionals, we ended up with Dante Culpepper instead of right? Right. Hey, but is that not accurate?
It's true. Hey, no, it's true.
Right.
Hey, Chris, what do you and Mike think about offensive linemen?
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, we're not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively. We're a pretty good offense the last 2 years, and a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off.
Not anymore.
Here, and here is the difference between looking at the big picture and looking at and having guys bail you out. Okay? And here's what I would say. Tua got rid of the ball so fast and gets rid of the ball so fast on the number of in these past few years. He's gotten rid of the ball faster than anybody. Mike McDaniel's offense is quick passes and things like that, right? And what ends up happening is it looks like your line is protecting because of all those other things. You got to be able to look at it, because when it's 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 12, and Tua got to wait for something to develop, he's getting swallowed up.
Yeah, I remember like 1 year Tua came out, it was like Stockholm Syndrome. He goes like, oh, does it matter who your own line is? He goes, doesn't matter. I can get rid of the ball so fast. I'm like, nope.
It does, like, okay, yeah, when it's 1st and 10, which brings me to my other point, is if we're all aware of this, what is the worst thing you could do on 1st down? Lose 3 yards.
Oof.
Like, you were feeding into it. And I've been making a big deal about this, not just this year, not just last year, the year before. I've been making a big deal about this the whole time. There's nothing wrong with 2nd and 7, especially for this team. Because the farther you get down into the downs and the distance becomes a little bit farther, that means you got to rely on a group of men that haven't protected your quarterback. So think ahead. Think, what do we need to do, right, either schematically or with players, when we get to those crunch times in a game and we need to pick up a 3rd and 12 or a 3rd and 13, but we can only throw a pass that is 3rd and 3 because our offensive line can't protect. Or Tua throws the ball away and you don't get a sack. And then at the end of the game, you look at, oh, we only gave up 1 sack today.
Great.
Good. That's what. But so, it has context. All this has context. So when you say, oh, y'all say the offensive line is getting bigger, I promise you it's one of these people just looking at the stats and say they only gave up 2 sacks today. But I'm telling you, when you watch the Dolphins play, Tua is under distress half of the game. Half of the game. And then Mike didn't do him no favors, because the 1 week they won, he start rolling him out. And then the very next week, he sat his ass in the pocket again.
Well, we'll take a break. Just a regular old 2nd hour is next.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.